How does that even make sense?
Well, he's covered the sheriff's office for as long as anyone can remember.
And he'll do whatever you want him to.
You just cannot stand the fact that things have been getting better around here, can you?
Better?
Are you referring to Graham's death as better? He was a good man, Miss Swan. He made this town safe, and forgive me for saying it, but you have not earned the right to wear his badge.
Graham picked me to be deputy.
He was wrong.
No, he knew what he was doing. He freed this office from your leash. You're not getting it back.
Actually, I just did. Miss Swan, you're fired.
Wasn't when I started with it.
Pretty sure it is now.
Needed to hit something.
What's going on?
Tina fired me so she could put one of her own puppets in as sheriff. My job.
Never heard you so passionate about it before. What happened?
I don't know. I know I want it back.
There must be a reason.
Maybe I just want to beat her.
Good evening, Miss Swan. Sorry for the intrusion. There's something I'd like to discuss with you.
I'll let you two talk.
Come on in.
Thank you. I heard about what happened. Such an injustice.
Yeah, well, what's done is done.
Spoken like a true fighter.
I don't know what chance I have. She's mayor, and I'm, well... me.
Miss Swan, two people with a common goal can accomplish many things. Two people with a common enemy can accomplish even more. How would you like a benefactor?
A benefactor?
Do you mind? You know, it really is quite shocking how few people study the town charter.
The town charter?
Well, it's quite comprehensive. And the mayor's authority? Well, maybe she's not quite as powerful as she seems.
Babe. Wake it up, son.
Come on, wake it up, son.
We're going now. We're going now. Come on, come on.
It feels wrong to run away.
It's worse to die, son. I'm not having you taken away to that hunger's war.
Arms for the poor. Arms for the poor.